WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 5 o'clock, and we're at 51 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon reports to prison today on his contempt of Congress conviction. He is not going quietly.
Steve Bannon says he expects to see a landslide win for Republicans this November, telling ABC's This Week.
We have a 100% certainty we can beat Biden and beat him big. Take the Senate and pick up seats in the House.
Last week, the Supreme Court denied Bannon's request to remain free while he appeals that conviction. He's been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Supreme Court today likely to rule on former President Trump's immunity claim and the January 6th attempted insurrection. Downgraded to Category 3, Hurricane Beryl is closing in on the Southeast Caribbean, blowing at 120 miles an hour. Meteorologists call Beryl extremely dangerous. North Korea test-fired 2 missiles. South Korea says one made it to the Sea of Japan. The other crashed near Pyongyang. This is ABC News. A complication Sunday in 4th of July air travel. More than 1,000 flights canceled.
Delayed arrivals turn into delayed departures when planes can't get here on time or at all. And when a flight gets canceled during a busy holiday week, that can mean waiting a day or two to get the next available seat.
I'm trying to get back home from our first time in New York. It was great. We had a great time, but this is not great.
This man got here 3 hours early for his flight, only to have it delayed twice and then...
canceled altogether.
Airlines don't have to offer credits or compensation when the issue is weather.
ABC's Sonia Rincon. In Wilkins Township, Pennsylvania, Arnie Levine has some repairs to make after his house was hit by a sport ute that rolled away, a trailer carrying a car attached.
Came all the way down, cut through the neighbor's yard, took her car and brought her car and his cars into our house.
Explain that one to insurance. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions, a high of 75. Southeast winds around 10. Tonight, turning cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely later on, a low of 59. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid with a few rounds of rain and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 76. Tuesday night, still some showers and a low of 64. For Wednesday, 84 with a slight chance of showers, sun developing later in the day. For the 4th, a high of 83, partly cloudy and warm, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially from the nighttime on. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 56, we are down from that. It is 51 degrees. Welcome to July. Today is Monday, July 1st.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand. broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt.
Scott and the Scott family, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, we officially open the broadcast day with Maggie May and our national anthem rendition for today. How can it be July 1st? But it is. Here we go. It's a special week with the Independence Day holiday coming up on Thursday. So it'll be a shortened week for a lot of folks. A lot of folks rolling out even this past weekend, making it for a vacation, kind of planning it around the 4th. So, oh well, whatever you have plans for, we'll be here for you. Keep it tuned here to the radio. Looks like we're going to have a really nice day for a second day in a row. Yesterday was very nice. 83 degrees for the high yesterday and sunshine, and a little cooler today with some sunshine and right around 75 degrees for a high. So nearly perfect to get that yard mowed before some rainy moments come in again, maybe as early as late tonight. It's 51 degrees at WRCO as we start the day and start the chores with the Light in the Milk House show.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch.
touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
Let us now praise the carpenter and the things that he made, and the way that he lived by the tools of the trade. I can still hear his hammer singing ten penny time, working by the hour till the day that he died. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord and true as a lever. He was straight as a chalk line and right as a rule. He was square with the world, he took good care of his tools. With a care and a love that you don't see too often. He built boats out of wood, big boats, working in a shipyard, mansions on the hill and a birdhouse in the backyard. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord and true as a lever. Straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. He was square with the world, he took good care of his tools. A tree for is worth doing right. Don't the Lord love a 2x4? And if you ask him how to do something, he said, like Noah built the ark. You gotta hold your mouth right, son, and never miss your mark. And you'll be tough as a crowbar, you'll be quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord, and true as a lever. Straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. You'll be square with the world, you take good care of your tools. You'll be tough as a crowbar, you'll be thick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a level. You'll be straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. You'll be square with the world, you take good care of your two. You'll be tough as a robot, you'll be quick as a chisel.
John Connolly and the Carpenter on WRCO Radio, the Light in the Milk House Show. Well, hopefully you had a good weekend. Ours is pretty good. We had a nice day yesterday, nice day to kind of hang out and enjoy some sunshine and even got a little walk later on in the day. Well, actually, it was more of a bike ride on my big wheel. Well, June walked, but anyway, got out and got a little fresh air. That's good stuff. 50 degrees right now at WRCO. That's our overnight low. The Richland Center Shopping News Walk with Grace team will have a bake sale today. That happens from 9 until sold out, and it's in the lobby of the Shopping News in Richland Center. And a look ahead toward tomorrow, Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. From our community calendar today, here's Don Williams.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is time to take a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in hometown in baseball, Hollandale took two from Muscadet, 18-0 and 5-2. Also, Pine Bluff over Argyle. That final was 6-5. And Arena shut out Ridgeway, 7-0 the final score. Casanova and Plain tied at 5, and the game was suspended on Friday night with lots of rain. Middleton defeated Casanova on Saturday, 12-0. Yesterday, Sauk Prairie 10-5 over Wisconsin Dells, and Mazamani got the win against Middleton, 1-0. Reedsburg 16, Wanakee 4, Sauk Prairie over the Dells, 7-5. Bryce Tarang hit Milwaukee's fifth Grand Slam in its last eight games as part of a 7-run fourth inning, and the Brewers rolled to a 7-1 victory over the Cubs. Freddy Peralta and Jacob Junis combined on a two-hitter to help the National League Central leading Brewers win their ninth straight home series. Milwaukee hasn't dropped a series at American Family Field since the Yankees took 2-of-3 from April 26th through the 28th. Peralta allowed a solo home run to Nico Horner in the first, but gave up only one more hit over seven innings. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run for the Brewers as well. Elsewhere yesterday, Pittsburgh 4-2 over Atlanta. St. Louis shut out Cincinnati 2-0. Philadelphia 7, Miami 6. San Francisco over the Dodgers 10-4. In the American League, the Yankees 8, Toronto 1. Kansas City 6-2 over Cleveland. Detroit 7, the Angels 6. Minnesota 5-3 over Seattle. Texas 11 and Baltimore 2. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 5-0 over Washington, Boston 4, San Diego 1, Houston 10-5 over the Mets, Colorado 5, the White Sox 4, Arizona 5-1 over Oakland. Action from yesterday in the WNBA, Indiana over Phoenix, 88-82, the final score. And we're up to date here on a Monday, the 1st of July.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
It is 5:24. Time to stretch out a little bit and get loosened up because, friends, it's aerobic polka time. Here we go.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes and the Mountaineer Polka. Good for what ails you today. And another day without rain, it looks like. So enjoy it. Today, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 75. Tony Schumacher calling for showers and thunderstorms likely later tonight, though. So enjoy it while you can. A low of 59 this evening. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid with a few rounds of rain and showers likely, a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 51 degrees. And time now to do the San Antonio Stroll.
South Carolina, soon as Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just singing the whole night. My folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mama'd smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. Well, the day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
We appreciate you listening there to the radio today. We are here for you on a Monday, the old Light and the Milk House show, filled in with you, and we've had a good weekend in Sextonville. Looks like we might have to do a little weeding and pruning again today, but maybe before some rains come, things green and growing. And some of the corn doing well, too, where it's not flooded out, some of the lowland areas, but had a chance to go by a couple of places I hadn't been by in a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, oh, that corn is going to be better than knee-high by the 4th of July again. It is 50 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Several USDA reports came out Friday. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The USDA lowered their hay harvest area estimate from the March guess. 51.5 million acres of all types of hay are expected to be harvested this year. That's 31,000 less than the March projection and 2% lower than 2023, partially due to smaller planted area. U.S. grain stocks on June 1st were mostly up sharply on the year. USDA says quarterly grain stocks were nearly 5 billion bushels, up 22% on the year, with a larger supply following 2023's record crop, more than canceling out better third quarter usage. A market analyst says USDA's acreage report didn't likely include all the acreage changes that happened due to wet planting season, and now markets are focused on corn and soybean yields. Don Rose with U.S. Commodities says,
we think probably 15%, maybe a little bit more of the Corn Belt just rated too wet. We know it's hard to raise yields with wet conditions. We'll see going forward.
Rose says the USDA report shows the U.S. crop getting bigger, and for stronger commodity prices, the U.S. crop must get smaller.
If you look at it, the good areas are making up for the bad areas. In these markets, we always overshoot the up and the down. We'll overshoot it to the downside, and then we'll have to build back to see that maybe it's not as negative as we think.
There were several million acres of corn and soybeans unplanted when USDA gathered data from farmers for the acreage report. Rose says prevent plant data should help confirm acreage starting in August. The U.S. House Appropriations Subcommittee is supporting a freeze to H-2A wage increases in the next budget. Mike Wankel with the National Potato Council tells Brownfield some farmers utilizing the H-2A program are facing up to 20% in mandatory wage increases from last year, and they need relief. Weather and pests have made 2024 a tough year for many Wisconsin farmers. Pat Maloli is president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and farms in Grant County. He says most crops are looking good, but there have been some problems.
Some concerns with low-lying areas that are drowned out. We've had a tremendous problem with slugs in the area. We've had to replant a few beans because the slugs are eating them off faster than they come up. But overall, the crop looks okay.
He says slugs aren't the only pest problem this year.
Between slugs and actually never seen it before, millipedes are working at the beans as well.
Over the river in northeast Iowa, Suzanne Sherbrunn tells Brownfield the moisture brought an increase in weed pressure.
Now it's getting the spraying done. Actually, my son is home spraying, finished up our post on soybeans.
Sherbrunn's farm is just 4 miles from the Mississippi River. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the week with light business and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light live trade in the south at 190 on Friday, roughly steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Some light scattered business took place in parts of Nebraska, with live deals marked 198, a dollar higher than the previous week. Asking prices were around 192 to 195 in the south and 315 plus in the north. At the Mid-Missouri Stockyards in Phillipsburg, feeder steers sold $4 to $9 higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says feeder heifers were $15 to $20 higher. Slaughter cows were steady to $3 higher, with slaughter bulls mostly steady. The overall supply was moderate with very good demand. Feeder supply included 50% steers, and 35% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Beef cutouts closed higher with light to moderate box movement. Choice was up $2.99 at $3.26.32. Select was $1.80 higher at $3.04.50. And estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. That mixed finish to the week was largely dependent on how many of the near-term numbers buyers needed ahead of the weekend. Trade this upcoming week could be slow, with some operations expected to be closed Thursday the 4th for Independence Day. Friday's gains in pork could be due to retailers preparing for the 4th of July. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 14 cents with a base range of 85 to 91.50 and weighted average of 89.17. The Iowa-Minnesota was down 92 cents with a weighted average of 89.33. Butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa were closed on Friday At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher at $63 to $75. Barrels and gilts were steady at $52 to $62. Boars were priced at $8 to $28. Pork values were higher at the close, up $2.99 at $97.89. And estimated hog slaughter was 472,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower, with several contracts down sharply as traders took profits once direct business started to get underway. Lean hog futures were higher on Friday, supported by the higher midday move in pork. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 190 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed and corn was lower following the USDA's quarterly grain stocks and planted area numbers. July beans were 1¾ lower at 1150 and a half. August was down 2¾ to 1133 and a half. July corn was 16½ lower at 397¼. September was down 15 at 407½. Live and feeder cattle took profits after direct trade developed. August live was down 102 at 185.42. October was 87 lower at 184.87. August feeders were down $1.35 at 259.30. But with pork up sharply at midday, July hogs were 12 cents higher at 89.57. The August contract was $1.40 higher at 89.50. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The odds of a new farm bill passing in 2024 are not looking great, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We were supposed to have a new farm bill in 2023. Now Washington insiders wonder if the bill won't pass until 2025. Julie McClure is with the Tory Advisory Group, a D.C. lobbying and consulting firm.
The House is operating under one of the slimmest majorities in the history of Congress. It's really hard to keep either caucus together on a vote for a bill as big as the farm bill. So it will be really difficult to pass the farm bill through the House if it doesn't have bipartisan support, especially with those tight margins.
McClure says a version of the farm bill was passed by the House Ag Committee, but Senate Democrats and Republicans are pretty divided over what they've seen so far.
This is the first $1 trillion farm bill. It's a very expensive piece of legislation. And so there's a really significant challenge in how do you fund this expensive piece of legislation and where does the cost come from? And are you going to reallocate funding within the farm bill to get it done?
McClure was moderating a webinar during which a couple of congressional staffers gave the bill a 60 to 70% chance of passing this year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
When it comes to milk checks, trust but codify. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy farmer cooperative would like to have a requirement for timely milk payments inserted into the farm bill. Tim Trotter with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative tells Brownfield, under the federal milk marketing orders, processors are required to pay farmers for the milk at least twice a month. He says farmers face the risk of not getting paid.
There's an increasing amount of milk that is not covered or is not covered by the FMMO because that milk is depooled. Technically, that processor would not have to pay twice a month.
Trotter says the processors have always paid timely in the past, but says if you don't have that requirement in the law, there's no guarantee the payments will keep coming twice a month. And about 30% of the nation's milk is outside of the marketing pool. And farmers in Federal Order 30 account for most of that 30%. Federal Order 30 covers nearly all of Minnesota and Wisconsin, northern Iowa, northern Illinois, and parts of eastern North and South Dakota. Trotter says timely payment isn't the only thing that needs to be codified in the farm bill.
And the other part of that is the verification services that are right now also required by federal orders, that there's a third party that will evaluate to make sure that the equipment that's testing the farm's milk on their daily shipments, that those tests are accurate.
He says many farms rely heavily on component testing for accurate milk checks, and that also needs to be in the farm bill to protect depooled milk. Cash dairy prices were mostly up Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent to 49, one sale there. Prices held steady and no sales on the cheese market Friday with blocks at 191 and barrels at 188. Butter was up 1¾ cents to 312 and a half with six sales. Not fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 118 and a quarter, one sale there. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75, partly cloudy and mild conditions, southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight turning cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely later, a low of 59. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid with a few rounds of rain and thunderstorms, a high of 76. Also, the outlook for Tuesday night, still some showers and thunderstorms at times, a low of 64. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, some sun developing and warm conditions, a high of 84. For the 4th, 83 during the day, a 40% chance of nighttime showers. Currently in Richland Center, it is 50 degrees. Some fog and kind of a spotty fog this morning, but that is pretty well lifting. And we're having some sunshine right now, enjoying that. It is 50 degrees.
I know.
Price on the Light in the Mill Cow Show. It is 5:47. We have some great stuff to share with you today. Chances to win, some ice cream. July is ice cream month, so details coming up a little later on today.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know. Down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. A fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogan, knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, cause there's gonna be a funeral if you start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. About a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Between Detroit and Cincinnati, a lazy little town.
Madonna Welty on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Good morning. Getting those chores going here on a Monday, the 1st of July. And we'll see about the chance of some nice weather for the many outdoor activities for the 4th of July weekend. Tony Schumacher has more coming up.
Past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, Holstein bull calves sold $645 and down by the head, with the lightweights and thin calves $350 and down. Slaughter cows are steady, except that the dairy cows were milked down, not as good yieldings as some weeks. The bulk of the dairy cows range from 85 to 116, topping out at 145, with beef cows 108 to 130. Feeder cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale. Lightweight Holstein steers sold from 285 to 315, with the heavier steers 190 to 230. Colored steers 240 to 3 and a quarter, with heifers 2 to 285. Our next feeder sale will not be until Friday, July 19th, as we use this period of time to replace the post planks and concrete at the sale barn. The year may be half gone, but we still have half the year left. Plenty of time to smile, tell someone thanks, and take the family out for ice cream. Darren Cole and Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, thank you for your business and look forward to continue working with you in the future.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club proudly presents the Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. or until it's sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18, plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th from 11 until 2.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Another quiet morning out there as high pressure parked east of us will remain for a little bit longer. Meanwhile, some clouds will start to stream in from the west by the afternoon with the next weather system in the Plain States drawing closer. That should bring us some wet conditions at times from later tonight all the way through Tuesday night. Some places could see well over an inch of rainfall, along with a slight chance of a severe thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures, meanwhile, will still be a few degrees below normal through tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we have a better chance of being warmer, with even some partial sunshine developing. It'll stay in the warm side for the 4th of July. Then later on Thursday night, there could be some showers and storms returning as a cold front approaches. That system is going to kind of stall out across Wisconsin into the weekend. Could bring us some intermittent rain, so definitely have the umbrellas and raincoats packed. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and mild. High temperature in the mid-70s. Southeast wind up to 10. Tonight turning cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely later on. The low temperature near 59 degrees. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy and more humid with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms likely. High near 76 with south winds close to 15. Tomorrow night, showers and off and on thunderstorms expected, low at 64. Wednesday, a small chance of a shower or storm early, then partly sunny, high 84 degrees, noticeably warmer. On the 4th of July, partly cloudy and balmy with a low of 62, high 83. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by evening. Friday and Saturday, off and on showers and storms likely, highs near 77. And Sunday, partly sunny, high near 80. Still a few pockets of rain and storms likely. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
50 degrees with partly sunny conditions today. 83 was yesterday's high. The record high for July 1st, 98 in 1963. The record low, 44 in 1988. Last year's high was 84 and the low, 69. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.32. No precipitation today. Right now in Richland Center, with some sunshine coming through and following a midnight reading of 56, we're at 50 degrees as we welcome in today, July 1st.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement.